This village used to be home to around 800 people. Then the Russians came, and there was just one. Lydia Zaika never left. As others ran for safety, she stayed. When there was shelling, she hid in her basement. For a month, the 72-year-old slept here too, with just her cat for company.
When there was heavy shelling, the ground would shake and I would slightly open the door just to see if it was my house or somewhere else. When neighbours' houses started to burn, I tried to put out the flames, but there was just too much.
She wasn't scared, she says. A voice told her she would be safe.
I saw two soldiers. I saw the yellow and blue stripes. I knew they were Ukrainians, and I knew then I could come out.
The devastation in Moshun is obvious. Homes destroyed, ripped apart in the fighting. People are now returning, with one charity on hand giving basics to people who have lost everything.
We are providing medical support, we're providing food support, baby food, children food, and also various toys for the kids. It seems simple, but at the other hand, they're very expensive for these people.
For the people in the village, the rebuild may have started, but the danger is still here. They used to be able to use the forest anytime they wanted, but this area is now sealed off because there are mines there, and no one knows where they are. Some cried when they saw the shell of the place they called home. But they are rebuilding. They have no choice. This is all they have.
Everything we have got was destroyed. Nothing left. And we have to start again from scratch. It will take years.
Lydia Zaika is glad people are coming back. She says it's nice to see old faces. Nice to no longer have to hide. Nice to no longer have a war raging on her doorstep. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Moshun, Ukraine.